Are you ready to die? This was a question our professor, Rich Harder, wrote across the chalkboard in large letters the first night of class for a course on servant leadership. Are you ready to die? The premise of the course was that as Christians imitating the life of Christ, we should be orientated towards service, a gift of ourselves. Servant leaders use power, as Jesus did, in the service of others. They empower and develop followers, attend to their community, and to the thriving of all their members. Servant leadership is not about being in charge. Servant leadership is about taking care of those in your charge. My ministry often presents me with incredibly grace-filled moments. This past week, I visited a homebound couple who are in their 90s. Even though they have been married for many years, one would think they are newlyweds based on how they love one another. Recently, the husband entered hospice care, and his wife is now his primary caregiver. During our communion service, it is my practice to ask for personal intentions to lift up, of which the wife's have never changed. This time, though, speaking with a trembling voice and tears in her eyes, the wife asked God again if it wasn't being too selfish to give her the strength to take care of her dear husband. What a beautiful witness to servant leadership alive and well in our church. No matter our age, the servant leader shares power, puts the needs of others first, and helps people develop and perform as highly as possible. In this particular case, the wife, in humility, asked God for the strength to support her husband so that he can live the best life possible for the remainder of his days. In last Sunday's gospel, Peter had just been appointed as the leader on which Jesus would build his church. It would seem Peter was comfortable with the grace and glory of being given the keys of the kingdom of heaven. In today's gospel, however, the tables have changed, and suddenly that same rock looks slippery and unsafe. Jesus calls Peter out of his comfort zone for attempting to shield him from his suffering and thrusts him back into the real world where some amount of suffering must always be faced. Like Peter, on occasion we may need the same reminder from Jesus that we too are failing to discern the will of God. Peter stood corrected because he was viewing leadership with having power and authority as we humans naturally would. However, Jesus now turns to his disciples and shares with us the true nature of power and authority, namely what we will be celebrating at our Mass here today, the Paschal Mystery. Jesus' own death and resurrection for the sake of our salvation is the model for servant leadership. Servant leadership involves our willingness to die to self in order to find life again in the service of others. Jesus lays out servant leadership as a three-step process: denial of self, taking up the cross, and following after him. Far from seeking the reward of glory, the very purpose of following Jesus is carrying the cross. The concept of profit and gain are turned upside down in servant leadership. Christians are to give themselves away in order to receive all that Christ will have in store for them when he returns in glory. So what does servant leadership look like in our daily life? Within our families, parents, and grandparents, as servant leaders, we strive to be those individuals who put their family first, who collaborate, mentor, and give ourselves for the pure and unselfish betterment of those around us. We strive hard to become like Jesus, who was selfless, humble, and generous. In the business world, as corporate leaders, while we may still seek growth, fame, and attention, we should do so because it empowers us to help others, not ourselves. I am aware of at least a few business owners that I would consider as having a servant's heart. As students returning to school, we can aim to be servant leaders too, by building up others rather than using others' weaknesses to build ourselves up. A servant leader helps others to grow their gifts rather than putting them down. When we use the term servant leader, notice what word comes first. It's the word servant. The best kind of leadership starts in serving others. As a servant leader, you are always a servant first. So now, I propose to you the same question I began with today. Are you ready to die? Are you ready to die to self in order to find life again in the service of others? I invite you to ponder this question throughout the week, each time you are in the presence of the crucifix. Let yourself be guided by the example of the one who carried the cross to the end for each of us. Ask Jesus to open your hearts to show you where you are being asked to meet the needs of others before yourself. Remember, servant leadership begins wherever one is, at home with family, at work with colleagues, or in the classroom. Let us choose to lead as Christ did by serving the needs of others first.